إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We turn to Surah Sajda, and today we are turning to verse number 20. It is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, put us onto the straight path. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. So constantly we're reciting these. We are supplicating to Allah in every unit of salah, and this is what we want guidance. So turn to verse 21, in fact, of Surah Sajda. We're going to learn a new verse today, and that is, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون ولنذيقنهم. Now you know this word ذاق, we used it previously. It was used where وقيل لهم ذوقوا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا. So it comes from the same word, ذَاقَ, and here we are saying نُذِيقُوا. It means to taste. We will definitely, and when it comes like this, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّ. This here is for emphasis. And هُمْ is for them. We will definitely, and the لَام تَاكِد, نُون تَاكِد, for those who know Arabic, we will definitely, make them taste the adab, the smaller adab, before the bigger adab. Why is this so? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may repent, so that they may return, means so that they may repent, turn in repentance. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. We will definitely make them taste العذاب الأدنى, the lower punishment, the smaller punishment, دون العذاب الأكبر, before the bigger punishment, and that is so that they may return. So if you see, actually the smaller punishment, it is a mercy. It is a mercy. Why? It's a mercy because this mercy is going to enable you to repent. This mercy is going to enable you to find yourself again, your relationship with Allah again. That's what it's supposed to be doing. So in actual fact, the smaller punishment before the bigger punishment, it is a mercy for you. And this year, if you see Sheikh, and this is قال الحسن, هو الحسن البصري رحمه الله, he says, العذاب الأدنى, what is the lower, the smaller punishment? It's مصائب الدنيا. All this which you are facing, the catastrophes, the trials, the tribulations, the calamities, all of this that you are facing in the world, this is your مصائب الدنيا. If you know what's patience, صبرٌ, a sabr is not just with regards to some accident or some kind of asset loss or some kind of financial loss or some kind of sickness only. مصائب الدنيا, this refers to the different afflictions that you experiencing as well in turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. So you're finding that there are these barriers. It's calling you towards something else. But you are remaining steadfast. This is also part of sabr. And masa'ib al-dunya, this is all the difficulties and that you're facing. Marital problems, children problems, all this that you are going through. So it's also masa'ib al-dunya, وَأَسْقَامُهَا, as well as its sickness that comes, that is attached to it. Allah Azza wa Jal tests you through all these avenues. another authority, senior authority in tafsir, Mujahid, rahimahullah, he says it means al-qatl wal-ju', killing and hungerness. This all falls and fits within that ambit of al-adhabul adna. Take Palestine, take Sudan, take all these countries, see the amount of killing that is taking place there. So we will definitely make them taste this so that they will turn back to Allah. And you can see how many people now, they have realized that this, what they were in previously or what they did mistakes previously, it's coming and we need now as the Ummah. Remember, the Ummah needs to ponder. Doesn't mean I am here in South Africa. My sins may be affecting our Muslims in that area. That's how we have to think. Global. It's a global crisis. And my sin, if I stop, put an end to it today, then inshallah it will have a benefit in that place. So constantly, we've got to ponder, introspect, and move in this direction. That will give off a positive energy in whichever environment you are in. So I have to make that change, you have to make that change. I have to make that change. What if that punishment is because of me in my place here? And what if it has to come to me now? Am I ready for it? No, I'm not. Definitely, nobody asks for difficulty and punishment. So you make that amount of reformation that is going to allow you and for you to take lesson. How many people now in Palestine, imagine you were brought to your knees at this. You have absolutely no bank card to turn to, no person to assist you, no aid is coming through to you, absolutely nothing. You are only surviving with the help and pure assistance from Allah. You can't even see any assistance that is coming down with your own naked eyes, because wherever assistance or wherever benefit comes, they will bomb those hospitals, they will bomb everything. But when it comes to so-called the certain diseases such as polio, they are worried, let's send through the vaccines. But heads being severed off, that's fine. So you can see the double standards, and for the bigger agenda, the bigger picture, that's what they want to push down your throats. So this is al-adhabul adna, masa'ibul dunya. It's all the afflictions, trials, tribulations, and sicknesses that is attached to it. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but it's bringing you in front of your sustainer. It's lowering yourself to such a level that you are turning to Allah. Then this is no, it's not an adab. In actual fact, it's a mercy for you, provided this. But Allah Azza wa Jal says, al-adhabul adna, so the lower punishment. But if you look further into the verse, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, the objective of it is so that they turn, they repent. If they repent, that was a mercy. If they didn't repent, then الْعَذَابُ الْأَكْبَرُ is coming, and that is the punishment after this. So these are all reminders. These are reminders for you and I. What is دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرُ أي قَبْلَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرُ الَّذِي يَنْتَذِرُهُمْ وَهُوَ عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ. This is yuntadhiruhum. Intadhara yuntadhiru. Yuntadhiruhum wa huwa adhabul akhirah. It's that bigger adhab, yuntadhiruhum, that is waiting for them. So it's better to use the majhul. It is waiting for them. The bigger adhab that is waiting for them, wa huwa adhabul akhirah, and it is the punishment of the Akhirah. And that is so that they turn towards Allah. They turn away from ma'asiyat. They turn away from kufr. They turn away from all of this evil. After that, they still continue with their mocking and their scoffing and their moving about like no punishment is going to come. Then look at the next verse. What does Allah Azza wa Jal say in this particular verse? This verse is verse 22 of Surah As-Sajdah. Allah then says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. Who is more of an oppressor? Who can be more of an oppressor than مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ, when he's reminded of the verses, the signs of his sustainer, ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا, and he turns away from those signs. You are reminded, these verses are being told to you. It is mentioned, read in front of you. You are seeing all the wonders of Allah, and still you turning away from these signs, from these verses. Ay la ahad. There is no one that is more of an oppressor than that nafs who once is reminded, is advised, he rejects those verses. He rejects Allah's signs, verses, and he uses it for this. Instead, he becomes totally negligent and more oblivious. So one is, you are not reminded. But here, this dun al, so al-adhabul adna came, he rejected it, the verses came, the signs came, no, we're not interested. That's when Allah says, who is more of an oppressor than the one who is reminded of his sustainer's verses, signs, thumma a'rada anha, and he turns away from it. Then Allah says that we will say, inna minal mujrimina muntaqibun. Now comes the retribution. You perpetrated that crime. You perpetrated it. Now you have to face the consequences. You have to face the consequences. Inna minal mujrimina muntaqimun. Surely we will take retribution from the mujrimin, from the criminals, the mujrimin. And then Allah Azza wa Jal continues, and we will discuss tomorrow about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and what was given, the Torah was given to Musa alayhi salam, and all the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal was also discussed in there. So this will be, inshallah, that verse which we'll do tomorrow, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.